morning.
Kiss 108.
Oh, that's so confusing. So what do they have to do?
So we just got the keyword. Now you have to take the keyword and go to kiss108.com and you enter it there and you could win $1,000. And we're doing it 12 times.
All right, I don't
want to
talk
today.
About it anymore.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. So it's something, it's like some game for people who do that sort of thing. Right?
Yeah, if you want to try to win.
Well, it's not very clear in the promotion. Did you follow that, Bill?
Well, yeah. Slightly convoluted, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what's going on at headquarters in New York. I mean, Clear Channel, not Clear Channel. Clear Channel is the company it used to be called. The iHeart people are under a lot of stress, dude.
Yep. Well, it's not like they can have these roundtable discussions because nobody's gathering in conference rooms. And
right.
So they're just doing whatever they
can. They do it over Zoom. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's literally, just go to kiss108.com.
It's easy. Keyword budget.
Yeah. If we were in the meeting, we would have said, what kind of cockamamie game is this? I like the games that pick up the phone, they call, I give them thousands of dollars. What's the big deal?
Those are good, too. Those are all good.
Those are good, too.
And those
all right, now I want to just jump in here right now. Do you hear what Lisa's saying? Lisa's saying, basically, Matt, go with the flow. It's a nice thing. It doesn't hurt anybody. Somebody's going to win and all that. So you would think that Lisa is just a sweet woman. Well, not completely.
Uh-oh.
Because she recommends to your innocent, sweet host of this show the creepiest TV shows. She goes, oh, Matt, this is going to be great. I figured it's a nice family show, and it's called Tell Me Your Secrets, right?
Oh.
And I'm watching it. And it's like,
it's so creepy.
It starts, this is what the show, well, the show's about a serial killer and the serial killer's girlfriend and the missing woman. So it starts out in the first episode, everybody is a creep. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Even the mother of the absconded girl is a creep. Everybody's a creep. That's in episode one. And then every episode after that, they add a new character who's creepier than all the creepy characters in the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So it's layers on top of layers on top of layers of creepy, awful people. So why would you think I would like this show? I'm guessing it's because of my friendship with Bill. I think that Lisa.
Yeah,
well, I'm watching it too.
I told all of you about it.
Oh my God! I'm watching it last night. I go, Lisa. I'm like yelling. My wife comes in and goes, "Why are you yelling, Lisa? Were you having some kind of sex fantasy?" I said, well, "No." Oh my
yeah,
God!
Yeah, and it's very swampy. Everybody's sweating incredibly, and smell, and they're dirty. And
so you obviously have watched the whole thing—the 10 or 12 episodes, whatever it is—and I'm in like episode three, and I said, and I'm telling her this morning, "What is this thing you made me watch?" And she goes, "How far along are you?" And I tell her, and she goes, "Oh, much creepier!
Oh, so much creepier!
How could it get any creepier? It's so bleeping creepy already."
Yeah.
Well, it gets much creepier, but I can't tell you why.
I know you can't because, you don't want to ruin it.
Right.
I get that. But, oh, my God.
Yeah. So if you're into
creepy
stuff.
Off watching the Money Heist, which was kind of creepy. This is so much creepier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a network show.
Tell Me Your Secrets is like, God, what is that, Apple? I don't even know where I got it.
It's Prime. It's Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh.
And she jogs in boots.
If Billy says, oh, God, that means it's really bad.
Everybody's just dripping with sweat the whole show.
You know that show that we watched, The Prisoner, where the girl, Jessica Biel, kills the guy?
Oh, the Sinner.
Yeah.
Oh, that was creepy.
What did I call it?
You called it The Prisoner.
That's a different show. What's it called?
The Sinner.
Oh, The Sinner. Terribly creepy. Right? It makes The Sinner look like Aladdin. This show.
Yeah.
And now you know how it is psychologically when you know there's 10 episodes and then even though you hate it, you kind of want to know where it goes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't think I'm going to make it.
Oh, my God. You have to.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm going to make it. I was getting so uncomfortable watching it.
Oh, my God. I binge watched the whole thing in like 3 days. And Tim's like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, "That's what I said."
So your colleague slash boss at work and your husband both tell you you're creepy.
Well, fine. Do you want me to tell you the ending?
No, okay. No.
I'll see the ending tonight.
Oh, you're on the final
one? I'm on the final episode.
Oh, I didn't even know. Oh, you're watching it too?
Yeah, Lisa Donovan told me to watch. Oh, you got to watch Tell Me Your Secrets.
Oh, isn't it awful?
I told you, it's swampy, creepy, sweaty, smelly, like...
Of course, just, Billy, that's what you take out of it.
Well, the lead actress is always drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
Well, she is. That's true. Yeah. Well, she lives in a place... She lives in Louisiana where...
Yeah. It's very hot there. Yeah. It's
We're not recommending it.
Oh, I am.
Is there an
okay,
ending?
Lisa,
you feel like creepy. Go, watch
Brennerman.
Tell Me Your Secrets.
When did this side of you come out?
No, my one of my hairstylist friends always recommends these creepy shows to me.
You have a creepy hairstylist?
And I said to her, I'm like, this is really creepy. She's like, I know, it's so good. And then she recommended another one.
I don't want your hairdresser recommending anything. You know how I always make fun of Bex?
Yep.
Because she likes childlike things.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love Disney. I'm switching over to Bex.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, I'm going to switch over to Bex. She watches all these Disney shows. I can't watch these creepy shows anymore. This is a big thing in the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, binge watching. Everyone binge watches. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, unless you can't afford these stupid channels. But most people binge watch something or other. You know what I mean?
I love Disney.
That's Rebecca right mm-hmm.
It's like...
Oh, my God.
Is there an ending?
Yeah.
But creepy... See, the difference between a creepy show and a really creepy show. So the regular creepy show usually has a character you kind of root for. This show, everyone's creepy. Maybe the son isn't so bad.
Well, again, you have to watch the end. Like
okay.
It's really fascinating. I'm telling you, watch the whole thing.
Okay.
All right.
I don't like the son, by the way. I don't see any purpose for him. Like, why is he there?
Okay. Don't start doing that. No, don't reveal. We don't do that. I'm going to reveal the ending. People are watching it. Bex, you want to add anything?
I love Bex? Santa.
Okay.